This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Vicky Thompson, V-I-C-K-I-E, middle initial A-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth 0905 1964, date of appointment 12/21/2023, requesting physician Crystal Baker, CrystalBaker. Dear Crystal Baker, PA, I have the pleasure of seeing Vicky Thompson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 58-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who is having numbness and pain in the feet, left thigh, on the lateral side, having pain and numbness. Symptoms seems to get worse at night. Pain is sharp with weakness of the leg. She is having degenerative disc diseases and back pain, having neck pain. Hands are okay. Past medical history, anxiety, asthma, atrial fibrillation, COVID, degenerative disc disease, depression, hypertension, goiter. Hypothyroidism. History of MI, hypercholesterolemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Past surgical history, C-section, removal of the ovarian cyst, tonsillectomy, allergy to Benadryl, latex, medication, Humulin, lisinopril, gabapentin, 600 mg, 3 times daily, Lexapro, 40 mg daily, levothyroxine, oxybutynin, sulfenazine, trazodone, omeprazole, Singulair, Eliquis, Deltazim, metoprolol, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, disabled, divorced, live with the daughter, have two children, family history, mother alive with hypertension, father alive, thyroid problem, neuropathy, degenerative joint disease, Parkinson's, one brother, disease due to MI and COPD, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice synosis, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is bilateral lower motor neuron type of facial palsy present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pain prick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 58-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, myralgia paresthetica on the left side. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, history of bilateral Bell's palsy. Number 5, anxiety. Number 6, depression. Number 7, joint pain, joint stiffness. Number 8, muscle pain. Number 9, back pain. Next paragraph. As patient symptoms are due to the diabetic peripheral neuropathy, and thigh symptoms are due to the myralgia paresthetica, the importance of good control of diabetes explained to the patient. I advised her to reduce the weight due to the edema of the lower extremities. EMG is not done. Continue the gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.